From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, last dance. Thank you, Donna. I'm Mike Pasca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It's June 27th, 2008. Some famous last dances to commemorate today. Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft, his last day on the job today.
He did a hilarious video commemorating that
occasion. It was so funny.
How do you think he was able to get all those stars like Bono and McConaughey?
Bill runs in those circles.
Really?
Yeah,
why would they be friends with Bill Gates? Oh, is it that he's the richest guy ever?
It might be.
Yeah. Bono was great.
He was so funny, wasn't he?
Good video.
I don't have friends that important. Well, you're important.
Yeah. I don't wear those kind of
Tony
glasses.
Blair, former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, last day a year ago today, June 27th, 2007.
But of course, the reason that we're obsessing on The Last Dance is, of course, that it is the final day of campaigning in the Victoria state of Koroit. Tomorrow's the big by-election. Les 20 Man is running. You may remember Les 20 Man. Les 20 Man not worried by strip club antics 13 years ago, arrested for pole dancing in California. So that is really what the big last dance
we're
all talking about. Oh, yeah. And our little Rachel is all grown up.
Mm-hmm.
She's going away.
My last dance on the Bryant Park Project today, folks.
This is Rachel Martin's last show.
I know.
Here.
It's sad.
So you know what we're going to do to commemorate?
What?
We're going to do like the ramble and the most and talk some news and, you know, everything we normally do.
Okay. Because, I think that sounds appropriate.
Because they say in pressure-filled situations where maybe some trauma can be induced, it's routine that really gets people
through. Just keep with what we're doing. Okay.
Just stick to the routine.
Okay.
And
let's
I know.
Do that.
I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
I might cry.
Coming up.
Oh, I know. Luckily, we can make it, folks.
Luckily, our intern Mina is out there ready to give hugs. Coming up, People Magazine does their 100 Most Beautiful People issue, which is great. But have you seen Foreign Policies Magazine Top 20 Public Intellectuals? Hot, hot, hot. Turkish readers really got excited about this, and they voted in one of their own. We'll hear about the issues surrounding the issues and who takes issue with that.
Mm-hmm. And Kill Switch's OnStar will soon allow police to shut off your engine remotely. The Pentagon wants kill switches in airplanes in case they get hijacked. Matt Martinez wants a kill switch for the most sometimes. But what might this new trend in technology mean?
Do we have a kill switch for you leaving the show? Could we kill that idea? Also, let's do that every single segment. Tie it back to you. It's all about Rachel.
It's all about Rachel
Public
today.
Intellectual and Turk, Rachel Martin. Also, the U.S. picks its Olympic track and field team this weekend at the Oregon track where fabled American Steve Prefontaine's legend began. Of course, Rachel Martin's leaving is like a javelin to the heart. To paraphrase Pre, there are going to be some guts races. I couldn't understand what he said. He had a big mustache. Anyway, he was great. And we're going to talk to Andy Burfoot about track and field. We will get today's headlines in just a minute, but first.
In an explosion meant to be heard around the world, North Korea has blown up the cooling tower at its main nuclear reactor site.
It happened around 4 a.m. Eastern Time in front of international television cameras. The destruction of the tower was more symbol than substance. It's not the most important piece of equipment at the nuclear site in Yongbyon, but it makes the biggest boom and looks the coolest going down.
Charles Pritchard, who worked on North Korean issues in the Bush and Clinton administrations, tells NPR that North Korean nuclear facilities were already disabled as a result of earlier talks. He describes the public demolition like this.
A visible sign from the North Koreans, designed primarily for an American audience, that says we're committed to this process, look favorably upon us.
The demolition comes a day after North Korea delivered a declaration of the extent of its nuclear programs to China, the leading member of the international group that was negotiating with North Korea over its nuclear program.
Now, those nations, including the U.S., will try to verify the information, which reportedly includes how much plutonium the Yongbyon facility produced, but doesn't say how many weapons North Korea may have or whether they sent them to anyone else, like, oh, say, Syria. Experts believe North Korea has enough radioactive material to build 6 to 10 bombs. programs.
So we know what North Korea gives, but what does it get? How about getting its name off the Axis of Evil list? President Bush yesterday said he'd order the State Department to remove North Korea from its list of state sponsors of terrorism within 45 days.
And the president also promised to lift trade sanctions against North Korea, but he warned the changes will only last if North Korea keeps its end of the bargain.
The next 45 days will be an important period for North Korea to show its seriousness of its cooperation. We'll work through the six-party talks to develop a comprehensive and rigorous verification protocol. And during this period, the United States will carefully observe North Korea's actions and act accordingly.
You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's returning champion, Mark Garrison.